Well, Indigenous Australians continue to decry the scenes in the United States against black people, expressing solidarity with the experience of institutional racism and violence, noting that 432 Indigenous Australians have died in custody here since 2008. As they did so, yesterday an Aboriginal teenager was arrested in Sydney, pinned down by police officers. It was captured on video. Here's that confronting audio from that.
What was that?
What?
Oi! What the f***?
Slammed him on the face.
You just slammed him on his face. Oi!
What the f*** is this? What the f*** is this?
What? He's in pain, but I've never heard that.
Well, one officer is now on restricted duties while an internal review is conducted. New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Mick Willing spoke about the incident this afternoon.
Now, obviously, police officers can use force lawfully. So this investigation has been initiated to look at the circumstances around that and to get to the bottom of what happened. I'm concerned that people will use this video, this footage, to create it into something that it's not. As I said, we're all well aware of what's happening overseas, but this is not the United States of America. We have very, very good relations with our local community, and I'm concerned that that people will preempt the outcomes of this investigation and draw conclusions prior to that outcome, those outcomes being realised.
Well, Tom Culmer is an Indigenous elder, a former diplomat, a senior public servant. He's also been the Race Discrimination Commissioner. He's Australia's first Indigenous University Chancellor, among many other things. This evening, he's delivered the inaugural Uncle Lewis Yalabirka O'Brien Oration at Flinders University. I spoke to him about that earlier. First, though, about the US ructions.
When looking at the footage a few days ago of George Floyd being restrained by the police officer, it is cringeworthy to see that sort of behaviour taking place, and particularly for somebody who appeared to not be putting up any resistance and really pleading for their life. It is shocking the behaviour that's directed towards Afro-Americans and other minority peoples over there. And whilst I don't condone the violence, you know, you can understand why there is a reaction. But, you know, as Floyd's family are saying, it doesn't need to be, you know, looting and destruction. We need to express the concerns of the people and try and raise awareness.
Now, yesterday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the video of George Floyd's death made him cringe, but made him think how wonderful a country is Australia, was his words. He says Australia is not the United States, but you see parallels?
It's not the United States, and I don't think we will ever have the violent protests that are being exerted over there on more than one occasion. This is, you know, this seems to be fairly regular occurrence in the States. We just have to listen to the population over here, not only Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, but many people that are involved in the whole justice reform area who are saying that we need to take action here. Another group on justice reinvestment that's in New South Wales that's been going for almost a decade now, and you know, that talks about different ways to reform practices to keep people out of jail and look at investing in people's development before they offend. And, you know, so we need to address a whole range of issues, you know, around Indigenous incarceration, Indigenous offending, because a lot of it can stem back down to the impacts of colonisation, the impacts of poverty, of not being able to be presented with opportunities.
Why do you think it is that so many recommendations to address Indigenous incarceration, deaths in custody, disadvantage across so many reports have largely gone unheeded? What is it systemically in this country that means governments are unwilling to do more?
Well, in the past, we've seen, you know, a lot of presentation to the community, particularly around election times, to want to go tough on crime. But going tough on crime doesn't solve an issue about why people offend. What we have to do is to invest in people and to try and curb their potential to commit offences. And if people are offending, and if they're offending because of their social and economic position, then let's address the core reasons. It costs more to keep somebody in jail than it is to invest in their in keeping them out. And so we need to get smarter.
Now, in the inaugural Lewis Yalabuka O'Brien oration tonight, you've said the greatest question for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people is survival. That seems very pessimistic. Is there any light on the horizon?
In some ways, it's been slowly being addressed. There needs to be a much more concerted approach to it. And you know, and one of the manifestations is through a voice to Parliament or to the government, and you know, and putting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in a position to be able to really influence and impact policies and programs that affect us.
Now, on that question of reconciliation, you co-chair the Indigenous Voice to Government initiative. What's your message to the Prime Minister about a voice and about reconciliation and the way ahead?
The Prime Minister and the Minister for Indigenous Affairs are not opposed to a voice to government, which in turn will be a voice to Parliament, and in fact have supported it. And I've been a strong promoter to say that we're at a very unique time where we've got the Prime Minister and the Minister for Indigenous Affairs willing to work together with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to look at positive advancement. And that hasn't been seen since the Labor government was in 2008. Now is a time when we have two key people keen to work with us, and we should take every opportunity now and progress that. You know, we hope to get by next month a couple of options to government to consider potential models for voice expression at the national level.
Tom Calmer, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for your interest.
Tom Calmer there.